What's good? What's good? This is episode 112 of the Jack Dan podcast. You got your boy John and Josh in the building. What's good, man?
What's good? What's good? We're back.
We are back with another week of greatness. Both of us have been dropping news in the repository like crazy because there's so much happening. I know we've been going through a lot of changes on the back end. We've been off and on some weeks here, just trying to get everything adjusted due to my moving. I'm just getting back in full screen, and we should be back streaming live. If we're not streaming live next week, we should be streaming live the week after, and we'll be back in full force. But we are also graced by a lovely friend of ours that is no stranger to the Jack Dan podcast. We got your girl Callista Kynes back on the show. What's good, Callista? How are you?
Hi, I'm doing all right. It's been a while. How y'all been?
It has been a while. I've been good myself, and I hope all is well with you. And I'm so glad you made the wonderful, treacherous, wonderful decision on coming back with us.
I'm honored to be back.
VIP on.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? Right? Let's get her some lights. Get her some lights for real. I've been wanting to, I don't know, for me, I like having guests on, but I think the magical part about it is having a guest and then having them back on, because when they come back, they're still a guest, but it's almost like you're inviting a friend back over. And it's definitely plus to have you back with us. So it's definitely good stuff. I hope you're comfortable.
I am. Thank you for having me back.
That's good. We're actually, Josh, we actually secretly trying to, well, let's put it like this. Before my move and stuff happened, you know, I've been talking with Callista for a little bit, seeing what it's like, because I love having her voice on air and I love her personality. And I'm like, yo, we got two guys here. Let's balance it with some estrogen out here.
And so, hey, yo, you're making me blush.
No, we gotta balance out the levels.
You know, Josh, did you watch Moon Knight?
I did. Yeah.
Good. So then you'll catch this joke. We must balance the scales.
Yeah.
we must balance. Wait, Clisson, did you watch Moon Knight?
I don't, but I do know of it.
Okay, yeah.
So I understand what's going on here.
Yeah, so they're constantly saying throughout the show, you know, you got to get your scales balanced. We need your scales balanced. And, you know, I feel like, you know, having some, well, not just any old estrogen, but I feel like we may have to have some more talks, of course, but, you know, having you come back around a lot more, I think you will balance our scales. But, you know, it's always exciting to have you back on.
Thank you for having me back, and I look forward to those talks.
Well, there we go. All right, so we got instead of a food topic today, I wanted to throw Sam out there before we get into the news and all that. So you guys got to stay tuned to this episode. We're covering Nintendo financial updates, Indie World, Gotham Knights, whole bunch of good stuff. But we're also covering John unmasking the Steam Deck. Yes, you heard it right. John has uncovered the Steam Deck. He has actually put his hands on one. He got it. It's in his hands. He's played it. He's loved it. He's caressed it. And we are going to definitely talk a little bit more about that in this show. So you guys stay tuned to this episode of the Jacked In podcast. But before we jump in, you know, we got to still do things, Jack Dan. Scott, we can't get too far ahead of ourselves. Callista, how has your past week been, you know, treating you? What games you been playing? How you doing?
I've been busy up to my eyeballs with, you know, work and then also just personal stuff. I finally jumped into the YouTube scene, and I've been, you know, trying to edit some stuff on my YouTube channel and then cosplays and gaming wise. I have been playing Folklore, which is an older PS3 game. Bugsnax, Shin Megami Tensei 5 again. And recently I bit the bullet and I started playing Persona 5 Royal again.
Ooh, I started it too. Ooh. I haven't finished it. And also, just like you, I have finished Shin Megami Tensei 5 as well. I finished it on hard. And I love the game.
I remember you made like a post on Twitter saying like, I don't know how you could like do this, or I don't know how you could play this. Yeah. I was just laughing my butt off because I'm just like, I don't know, but I did it too.
Look, I was happy. See, people like you, okay, and I'm gonna just say this because it discourages me when I see the men of this world tell women what games they can and what games they can't. It really, really, really bothers me. And the reason why it bothers me, because I have sisters of my own that play games. And me and my brother taught them how to play Mario Kart. And I mean, they play a lot. They watched me play Super Mario RPG. And, like, it's just, they have a lot of history with games. So when I see women, females in particular, tackling a game like Shin Megami Tensei 5, which is not for the faint of heart, and completing it, because I think I jumped on stream and seeing your demon library, it was like, yo, this girl stacked. Like, she didn't got everything. Like, everything. So I'm like, okay, she didn't finish the game. But I'm really, really happy to see, you know, females into gaming. Not just any games, but like RPG games. Because that's my genre. I love RPG games. They make you think. They make you strategize, especially this game. But I'm happy to see that you finished it.
Mm-hmm. We out there, we playing games. We no longer care what men think. We do what we want.
That's good. That's good.
You got women that are playing horror games, and I'm just like, I can't even finish The Medium, which is like not even really a horror game. So
okay,
you got ladies out there.
That's good.
Owning
the business, owning the streaming world. Mm-hmm. I feel you. I like that. I do have one question to ask you, and this is, I mean, this game came out in November, so I mean, it's minor spoilers, but I didn't even realize it. How far to the end did you get based on the choices? Because apparently there's three different forms of Lucifer, and how many forms did you get to?
Of Lucifer?
Like, you know, the last boss, the final boss?
You know, I don't remember. I really don't.
Okay, that's cool. I just want to ask, because I somehow managed to get to the second form by luck. So I sided with God and Restoring Peace. Unbeknownst to me, I got the miracle restrict. It's like, I forgot the name of it, but it removes the level requirement to fuse demons. So when I got that, I was able to fuse demons over level 90. And I actually did the work to fuse Beelzebub, the level 99 dark demon. He actually comes in handy because the second form of Lucifer does not have any weaknesses, and he nullifies everything but dark. And so I had a whole, if I didn't set the time aside to go back and refarm higher level demons, fusion demons to level, I would not have made it the last boss. But I actually beat him first time around. I actually beat that boss and the one before it first time around, which I really was happy, because if I didn't go back and grind it out, I wouldn't have did it. It would have killed me.
I know the choice. I don't know if like the choices depend, like changes the boss, the level.
It does.
So I chose to destroy everything. Oh. There's four options you could choose. I chose the one of like destroying the throne. Mm-hmm. And now I'm playing it to get the fourth ending, which you need to play, which I think you need to play the game again and choose a different option when you get there. Yep. So yeah. I don't know. That's probably why I don't remember what, I guess, form I got of Lucifer, because I think it was just like a normal boss battle.
So it was. So since you destroyed the throne, you only fought him once, and that was it. But if you chose side with God, you kill him, he revives again. So there's three forms, actually, if I can recall. And the third form, I would have to done a side quest or something. You can only do it when you beat the game once and do it a second time around. I'm going to wait and play it again. But I don't like the newborn and the reborn stuff. I don't like the fact that your demons, you can keep the demons, but I wish they went back to level one. It would be nice if all the demon collection you had went back to level one, which means you could play with Zeus or whoever else on level one, and you can level the game with them. Like, it's either all or nothing, because if you go the other route, then you have all your high level demons. You're basically smoking everything in the game.
and you will never, the game will never outpace you because you have all your high levels, so it wouldn't matter.
Mm-hmm. That's actually the playthrough that I'm doing right now. Yeah. I'm focusing more so on the story, and it's on the lowest difficulty, and my demons and myself are like at level 90 plus.
See, whoa. Yeah, yep. Yeah,
so it has New Game Plus?
Yeah.
It does. It's just it's badly done, but it's badly done. It's horrible because if you go the Reborn route, it unlocks another difficulty, which I was planning on that difficulty, the highest one, because there's a one after hard. But they don't give you the option to configure. It's either all or nothing, you know, and it sucks. But yeah, they should have modified it. They should have let you brought certain things over just so you're not overkilling the game. Like, if you're going through, like she said, playing for story, enjoying yourself. I love the challenge. I love to pull my hair out. That's why I have none. Because if you... So here's another good game for you to play. You should play Tokyo Mirage Sessions on the Switch. Mm. Play that game. When you get to the last boss, holla at me.
And why are you trying to make me pull my hair out?
Well, I mean, if you listen to Jacked In podcast episodes from January of last year, you can check how the dates of their upload. I literally talked about that game nonstop. And there's a boss that in his second form, even on easy mode, he does this move, takes all of your HP to one. You literally have 1.5 turns to get your party back up before he hits you again. When I tell you, I was so frustrated playing this. I notched it down like 3 times, and I still, even on Izzy, I barely made it. I was like, this, holy crap, this game.
So again, you want me to pull my hair out is what I'm hearing.
I just want to see your face when you actually finish it and be like, you know, I'm about to jump on your channel and sub a certain amount and say, listen, if you hit this certain goal, then you got to play this game. And I'm going to start a hype train on you. It's going to come. You just wait. I'm going to just jump on there. Bruh. And I'm going to message one of your mods and be like, look, listen, we're going to start a hype train. If it gets to this certain amount, she got to play Tokyo Mirage Session. Hand down.
Come get this man. Come get this man.
Or better yet.
The goals quick.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Or better yet, I would just donate the game and say you gotta play it. I'm gonna be like, what's your address? All right, it's on your front porch. And you'd be like, go unwrap it on stream.
No, come get this man.
It is an excellent game, though. It is an excellent game.
Since you finished Super Gabi Tensei 5.
But anyway.
Anyway, well, I could do a whole episode off of that. Josh, how's your past week, your weekend? What's been going on?
So I actually picked up a game last week, and it's this one.
Hey, it's Folklore!
Wow, really? Yeah,
funny enough.
What is this?
I just picked it up, yeah.
What is
yeah,
this?
I had the game like a long time ago, but I foolishly sold it. So I'm like, you know what? $70 gonna hurt, but I'm getting it back. So I just picked it up.
And, I feel like this is planned.
Yeah.
No, it was not planned.
And the thing about it is, Josh didn't even know you were coming till like 10 minutes before this started. So the fact that you pulled that out and he goes and pulls this out, it's like, yo, the universe is speaking. I need to
move on the phone for it. It was meant to be.
Right? That's what's up.
Yeah, Callista mentioned, I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna go pull that from the collection.
Oh gosh.
Folklore is so good. It's so aggravating, but it's so good.
What type of game is it?
It's kind of like it's more actually like Pokemon Arceus, but like a linear kind of like hallway style. Like you collect these monsters, but it's you use them for attacks, and there's a whole bunch of them you can get, and you play through like as two different characters, and their stories interweave with each other.
Yep, you have to play each of their stories, so you play one character and you have to play the other character next to get like the full story. Or you can play them separately, but it's best to play them together so you get the full story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. So you play through one half on, or like you play to a certain save point and switch over and play to another certain save point and you go, wow.
Yeah, there's chapters in it. So essentially with the stages, you're going through them twice, but you're playing as a different person and you are encountering different enemies And this was back when, obviously, the PS3 first came out, so they were really mm-hmm. using the six-axis controls, and, like, how you actually get these enemies is that you have to basically snatch their souls from their bodies. Right. To do that, you're using the six-axis movement in the controller, and there's, like, different ways that you have to, like, pull their souls from their bodies and stuff like that. It's really cool.
So you're telling me there's 20 different ways you can collectively pull a soul from somebody's body, and we're watching you across the hall pull somebody's soul out their body, like, realistically?
I mean...
Yeah, actually, with the six axis, yeah. Feels like it, wow, yeah.
That's hilarious. I wonder, are they going to bring that on the PlayStation Plus thing? Since Sony sucks so much, they couldn't emulate their own PS3. I wonder if they're going to stream it.
Yeah, I hope they do. It's a really underrated game. It came out, like, right in the beginning of the PS3 era. It doesn't even have trophies, so, like, that's how you know it's, like, it's early. Yeah. But it's a good one. Yeah.
Okay, I'll watch some videos. Wait, when are you streaming it, Calista?
I stream it on Tuesdays.
Bet. Nice. I gotta put that in my calendar, so I'll be there next Tuesday then. I gotta watch this real quick. Okay. Well, I myself have picked up a Steam Deck. That's what I've been doing besides moving. However, before I get into that, I have played Nintendo Switch Sports. I've been playing that pretty heavy. The whole game is good, but it sucks at the same time. The only good game that's on there is bowling and Chambra. That's it. Soccer, garbage. Tennis, garbage. Badminton, garbage. It's just volleyball, super really? Garbage. Why? If you want to play tennis, go play Mario Tennis on Switch, because it has the same motion controls for tennis. I mean, obviously, you want to play real tennis without all the super power-up things, then yeah, you could do that. Badminton is nothing but a reskin of tennis with just the little birdie thing. Why? Tell me why they put two games that requires that. Stupid. And then volleyball, you can't even move, so all you're doing is pumping the air, and not even good. Soccer, Now, if you want to play soccer, go play Rocket League or Mario League's Mario Soccer, Strikers when it comes out next month. No. Chambra is the only thing that's good. If you're playing a sword play, they have three different styles, and it's very receptive. It's fun. Bowling, it's like a bowling battle royale. It starts out with 20 people. The first six people goes on, judging off the first three frames, and then every three frames, you're eliminating people. And all the way to the final, which is really fun. The bowling is the best game on there.
They still got boxing?
Game. No.
What?
Yeah, exactly. No boxing.
I don't know if this is like a rumor or something, but there's supposedly more coming. And I thought that boxing was one of them. Hope. I don't know if this is true or not.
I saw it too. I didn't bring it up because the person that data minded were kind of saying that it's unused leftover coding. That they put on there, so meaning it was an idea but they scrapped it. We don't know. It could be a rumor as well. I hope it's a rumor, because if that's all the games that was on there, I mean, it kind of justifies the price point, because it's not a full price game. But I mean, it's not that good. And actually, to go in tandem with that, Reggie Fils-Aimé has been talking a lot over the past couple weeks, and in one of the interviews he had actually begged Miyamoto to actually put Wii Sports and bundle it with the system, but they refused because they said Nintendo doesn't give away free software, so they end up bundling it with Nintendo Land, but that ended up crashing. So yeah, it didn't work out. But Wii Sports should have got bundled with the system.
Mm. Like with the Wii U, right?
With the Wii.
It was bundled with the Wii, though.
I mean, I'm sorry, the Wii U, because they were trying to bundle it with the motion plus. That's what it was. There was another one. I think it was Resort. Wii Sports Resort or something like that. Yeah. Because there was an upgraded one. It was called Wii Sports Resort or Wii Resort.
Yeah, that's
something
right.
Like yeah. That. Yeah, that's so, right. Yeah, so they were supposed to do that, but they said, no, we're not bundling that for free. So they ended up doing Nintendo Land. But anyway, Nintendo Switch Sports, excellent game. If it doesn't come with DLC, bowling on Chambra, that's it. If it does, then we'll see whatever sports they put on there. But as of right now, there is no boxing and there is no baseball. You know how many people was pissed off about the no baseball? Yeah.
Those are like my two favorite games.
I'm telling you, well, for me, it was always bowling on the other one, too. I love bowling. But because I love bowling as a sport, period. So I'm a bowler, so that's why I like it. But yeah, the baseball, there's no more baseball. There's no more boxing.
That's surprising because I know baseball is super popular in Japan, so I don't understand why they wouldn't have that.
Yep. Very, very sucktastic. But to hit to the next part here, if you're just now tuning in, we are talking about the Steam Deck. The Steam Deck, and I'm not going to take up too much time because I'm already at the 20-minute marker and we got a whole lot to cover. But should I just do a whole nother episode on the Blasted thing? I'm going to just be real brief. Okay. The Steam Deck is not for everyone. Hands down, I will say it again. Just like Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, if you haven't seen it, great movie, but it's not for everybody. And I wouldn't take your kids there if they want to sleep at night because that movie is scary. Just like that movie, the Steam Deck is not for everybody. I don't like the fact that I have to customize a game's resolution and stuff just like a PC to make a game work. Your settings will determine how long your battery lasts. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Give me a game, let it boot up, let it play. I shouldn't have to spend 15 minutes tweaking a game out just to get it to work. No. And then on top of that, there are so many games that's not even verified yet. I'm not even kidding you. When I loaded up my Steam library, and it's probably not a good comparison because I don't have a whole lot of Steam games, but out of all the Steam games I do own, I could only play two games on there, Apex Legends and Gunfire Reborn or something like that. It plays okay, it's fine, but you have to be heavily invested in this. And then a lot of the games that's on there, it's buggy. Persona 4 Golden, for instance, just got Steam Deck verified. It's the most horriblest experience ever. They said the PSP Vita has a better PS4 Golden experience than the Steam Deck. How did you mess that up? That's
unfortunate.
I have no idea. It's just, and the thing is huge. I understand it had to be big, but I mean, no homo, this thing is big. Okay, you put the Switch next to this, the Switch just looks beautiful and small and compact. This, yeah, when I do a video, I'll show it up and compare the size and try it, like, I ain't go through all that, but right now, no, it's not. The screen is nice, but I feel that for it's still at an early stage where it's hard to really enjoy it right now. And I'll say this before we go any farther, Jacked In Podcast does not support any illegal downloading of ROMs or anything of the sort. We do support legal emulation. If you have a gaming collection and you want to legally back up your games to be able to play it so you don't lose your cartridges and things like that, or this, we do, you know, we support legal emulation, but we don't support downloading of games and things like that. So if you want to legally obtain ROMs of your game to play on the Steam Deck, it's an excellent emulation machine. Outside of that, right now, it ain't it, right? It's not it. To get Game Pass on there, you got to jump through 50 hoops, put in coding on the Linux console and stuff, only for you to get hit with an input delay. Like, come on, folks. For the price that I paid for this thing, $744 Canadian for the 256 model,
I'm sure it'll start ironing out some of these things, but I think I agree with you. Like, some of these things are kind of like deal breaker stuff.
Oh yeah, there's this deal, big time deal breakers. So here's the thing, I would want to play RPG games on it and things like that, and yes, it plays way better than the Switch, way better than the Switch on Apex Legends, just comparison that it plays really nice. But as Thanos said, at what cost? What did it cost? You have this big old unit that you can't pack certain places at. What was the cost? It took everything. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I'm trying to think.
That,
what else?
That sucks. Like, Persona 4 Golden would have been a win.
Oh, it would have been a win. Absolutely. Yeah. But it's held back by, I got to configure this. I got to set this. Anti-aliasing this and VR. I mean, all of this. Like, I think there was one game they said, playing Elden Ring on there, turning on VSync and enabling it makes the game run smoother. But when you disable, I forgot how it goes, but it was just crazy. And to play some games, you're only getting 3 hours, 2-3 hours. No, not for that size. No, I feel like I'm playing Atari Lynx all over again.
I was just going to ask about the battery life on that thing.
Oh my gosh. When you're playing certain games, some games can only suck 2 hours out of it. Now, depending on what games you're playing, people are pulling like 5-6 hours on games. But, I mean, don't expect to play nothing graphically demanding and expect to run away with it, especially if you're playing on the highest settings. Again, that's bothering me. Why do I have to tweak things out? And you know what? That's my own fault because I should have expected that with a portable PC. But I thought that maybe there should be some kind of configuration station that's there that makes it easy. But if that happened, it would have killed what people wanted. This is a fully done up computer. Like if you switch to desktop mode, you could literally plug a mouse up to it and keyboard and work it like it's a computer. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's just for me in my lifetime, I feel old and it's just not for me. I want to be able to point, click, 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 load the game, be done with it. That's me.
Mm-hmm. I hope that they do something like that where you just like go into the settings once and then every game it'll load up like 60 frames, this resolution.
I hope so.
Just load every game that way.
Because mans don't got time to fill around to achieve 60 frames or watch how some games are still struggling to hold 30. Like, give me a break. You know, they were showing videos with Yuzu running on there. And if you don't know what Yuzu is a Switch emulator. It's just, I mean, it's an emulation station, but that's all it is.
It's a 2-in-1 system then, if it's running Switch games.
Yeah, but it ain't no Switch replacement like some of these idiots on there saying, oh my gosh, I can get rid of my Switch. If you get rid of your Switch for this, you will madly be sorry. Because I'm going to say this. The OLED on the Switch screen is better than the screen on this system. The darks are so much better. Like, somebody put Witcher 3 side to side with the Switch, and the OLED Switch made Witcher 3 look popping. It's way better than that. 100% better. So, right now, my verdict on the Switch, I'm not even going to grade it. I'm a 10. I'm going to just say don't buy it. Right, I'm gonna say don't buy it yet. Wait till Game Pass is easier to load on there. Wait for you know, the ability to download those things without running and installing Windows. If you install Windows on your Steam Deck, you are basically shooting it in the Achilles heel on both legs because Windows runs slow. It runs slow and sluggish. The reason why the games float the way it do and the reason why the Switch float the way it does because there's nothing running behind it. People can be mad as they want about the Switch, but when you load a game, there is virtually no memory in the background on the desktop, which is the reason why the Switch still don't have themes because Nintendo has not found a way to make the Switch run efficiently without anything in the background. Guess what's in the background? White or black. That's the only way I can justify Nintendo not putting themes yet on this thing, because there's only so many resources to go around there. So if you're already sucking away that stuff, I mean, yeah, like Calista, would you make the Switch like your main system?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nope.
Exactly. Yep. And she knew how to think. She said that with a quickness. she said that with a quickness. She said nope.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Nope. And no. And what's your reasoning?
Well, you know, I kind of grew up with Sony and, you know, that's kind of what I've been accustomed to.
Sony fan, girl?
I am so.
Oh my gosh.
However, okay, but here's the thing.
Sony is like my go-to systems, and then I guess like Microsoft, and then like Nintendo, and that's because that's what I've had. Because my very first system, like to myself, where I didn't have to share with anybody, was a PS2. I got it for my birthday. I remember getting Dark Cloud. I remember playing that game. So I grew up with that. But honestly, it all comes down to the games that are available on each of the systems. Like, for a while, even though I really wanted a PS3, I had an Xbox 360, and I was perfectly fine with what the games were available. Unfortunately, I was kind of jealous that my sister got a PS3, but that's fine. But it's mostly just what games are available, and from, you know, experience and growing up and whatnot, Sony has those games that really appeal to me.
Wait a minute. You just hit something. You said you have a sister. She plays games. Does she stream?
No, she doesn't.
I was about to say, we about to have a sister.
She occasionally does play games, but my older siblings don't really have time, but they play games.
I don't want to hear that. They have time. They just don't want to make the time for it.
Nah, my brother got like an army of kids, and my sister has one kid. They don't got time.
Listen. You can have an army of kids and do it. I've seen it happen. You can do it. It's just how bad do you really want to? And you may be confined to only handhelds, but it's still a gaming.
Okay, I'll let my brother know then.
I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. But yeah. So that's about the Steam Deck. It's a good concept. I like what they're doing. It's almost there. They just need to perfect some things. But I will say this: for some people, it's already perfect because it's not for everybody. And I'll just
if you're emulating, it's perfect.
Yeah, if you're emulating, that's perfect.
Which we don't condone.
Unless you're legally playing backed up ROMs, correct. All right, so we are jumping into the indie world, and we are going to kind of flow through this. We're not going to dive too deep into it because we'll be all night going through each one of these games. Josh, I'm not even going to ask you if you watched it because did you watch it?
I did. Yeah.
You did. Okay. So this is where you're going to run the show on this, because I unfortunately did not get a chance to watch it, and I still didn't get a chance to watch it. And I blame the fact that it's called Indie World. I don't know. Now, if it was Nintendo Direct, I'd be pitched outside when my phone watched it. But because it said Indie World, I was like, where's the excitement though? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll watch it. There is a few indie games that I'm looking forward to. That's there. Elden Rising is one of them. But I just heard word that that game may not even make it to Switch because they don't even know if the Switch can actually power the game. So their technical team is actually looking at it and evaluating. We're gonna jump in that. But see, Josh, can you take me through Indie World, pretty please?
Yeah, no Silk Song. That's definitely one point. I don't know where Hollow Knight is. These guys are, I think, making a whole new game at this point. Mm. So that didn't show up. Let's see. What was the ones I really liked? I liked Ooblets. That was cool. It's kind of like a mix Harvest of Pokemon and Harvest Moon, or like Stardew Valley.
I like that.
That looks pretty cool. I really like Soundfall. Sorry?
I said I like how you did the descriptions on this. I like that.
Looter shooter. Just quick little descriptions. Yeah.
Ooh, it's a shadow drop, so that means it's out.
Yeah, it's out tonight. Yeah, looks really good.
I was actually looking at a couple of these, and Soundfall did look really cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it reminds me of another game that's called, what was it called? I had the name and then it escaped me. It'll come to me, but it's like, it's got loot in it. It's kind of like almost like Diablo-esque. And it's got like big boss fights too. I remember the name. It's called Fury. So it's kind of like got like,
oh my god,
rhythm joking. Boss fights like that. Yeah,
you're joking. It's not like Fury.
Probably not as hard.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, what's
Fury? That game's hard. Yeah.
Fury is one of the games that make me rage quit, and I normally do not rage quit on anything. I legit was very upset. It's a really cool game. Mm-hmm. It's a really cool game, but it's so infuriating. Yeah. I can't even like explain it because just thinking about it, I'm just like, I can't.
It's just like remembering to dodge through bullets and like wait for parry moments. That game is so hard. I think I played like one or two bosses and I put it down. I just couldn't.
My stubborn side pushed me through that game twice.
Oh man.
Twice. Whoa. I don't know why I decided to make myself suffer, but twice.
What is it called? Is it just called Fury?
F-U-R-I.
Oh, F-U-R-I. I would have never found it. Throwing a Y at the end.
And it's made by the Game Bakers, who also made, what is that game called? Their newest game? Haven. They also made Haven. They have really good music with their games, and their games are really straightforward and easy to like pick up unless you're playing Fury. But man.
Wow.
Also, I think the person who designed all the bosses, I think, also did Afro Samurai, if I'm not mistaken.
This game is like, hype.
Yeah, he did all like the designs for it.
You say that now until you're playing it.
I mean, it looks like Raiden Shroud a little bit with the bullets and the waves, like Ikaruga a little bit.
It's got like the bullet hell aspect.
Yeah, I'm
to
looking
it.
At that. Yeah, that and you're dashing in between it. Yeah, that looks like Ikaruga and Raiden Shroud. Oh my gosh, that's insane. I want to pull my hair out on that too. But you know what, if Calista says she went through it not once but twice, that means I mean the bar is set and I must accomplish. I'm a part playing on Switch.
Mm-hmm. Feel like it's good for Switch.
Interesting. Okay, I'm gonna see if I can do that. Either that or I wonder, is the Steam Deck ready?
Does it mean that you can't play it if it's not verified, or it just it's not optimized for it?
No, you can't play it. Because of the anti-cheat and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, you
can't.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't. Nope.
That's not good.
Look, can we not go back in that again? Because I got a whole, listen. The Game Bakers. Here's the first look. Here's a video. Fury on a Steam Deck. Impressive frame rate with a solid 60 FPS. It was essential for us to make this right. I wonder, is it actually out on there?
You'll need that 60 FPS for sure.
Yep.
Oh, of course. I'm looking.
If you can get 120, that helps too.
Oh, there it is. It is Steam Deck verified. So I wonder.
Time to suffer.
Oh, she said, "Time to suffer." Mm-mm, not happy. And see, that's another thing. That's another problem. If I wanted to stream it, I couldn't because there's no way to hook it up to nothing.
Oh.
I wonder if you can do USB-C over HDMI to make it work. Probably not. At least with the Switch, I can put a hook up to a TV. Steam Deck is just Steam Deck, right? But then that won't really matter because if you want to play it on a computer, obviously you can just play your computer. Yeah, I was a whole slow there at that moment. Hey, please ignore me. I was slow there. Whatever you could play on the Steam Deck, you're playing on your computer. Yeah, ignore me. Please. So I'm looking at Wild Frost. That looks good. And Tabs. Totally accurate battle simulator. I actually love For Honor.
Wild Frost looks like Hearthstone.
Really?
Yeah, kind of like Hearthstone, yeah.
I'm always down for that. As long as it's not a money-grubbing game, I'm down for it. Listen, I'm all good for microtransactions, but don't make my soul part of playing the game microtransactions. Let's not do that. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why I hate Genshin Impact. But we're not going to go there either.
We're not going down that rabbit hole
again.
We
ain't going there either. So, yeah. Anyway, Mini Motorways, Wayward Strand, Cult of the Lamb, Another Crab's Treasure.
Looks fun.
Yeah, and then during the showcase reel, One-Shot, World Machine Edition, Given Beyond the Trees, Idol Manager, Card Shark, Curse to Golf, A Guidebook of Babel, Opus, Echo of Starstrong, Full Bloom. Wow. Interesting.
The devs behind Another Crab's Treasure, when we were at the journalism site that will not be named, but when we were there, I was working on their game, their first game that they released. I was playing it to review it, and then the site went down. And I felt bad because I really wanted to review it.
He Who Remains. Or call it He Who Shall Not Be Named. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Interesting. Well, we're going to leave that alone, too. Another thing that we put back in the treasure chest. Another thing about Nintendo, they released their financial updates. They have sold 107.65 million Switches. I heard they're coming for Game Boy and PS2 on the list. I think those are the last two systems that they have to outsell.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I think they beat the PS4.
Yeah, they did. They did beat the PS4. The only PlayStation system they didn't beat was the PS2.
That thing is going to be hard to beat.
Yeah,
everybody had a PS2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, when I read an article about how well they're still selling Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, they said forget about Nintendo ever released a Mario Kart 9 because Mario Kart 8 is still selling like crazy. I don't know how, but the booster update did breathe a lot of life into the game, hands down, because I love playing those new courses. I just feel that I don't like how spaced out they are. Like, you're getting four tracks. I guess that's cool. It's just so many tracks that's missing. I felt like they should have dropped two cups eight tracks instead of only four. That's what I feel, because there's so many tracks that they could have worked with. There's so many tracks that they recycled. And now, since they've tapped into Mario Kart World Tour Circuit, I mean, the tracks are endless. Mm-hmm. They should have just brought all the tracks from the old games and left everything for the new stuff. But I don't know. It is what it is. The game is still pushing like crazy. Kirby
and Wave 2 hasn't released yet, right?
No, it has not.
No.
No, it hasn't. So we're still waiting for that.
Yeah.
Still waiting for that. Kirby and the Forgotten Land sold 2.1 million units in 2 weeks. I have a big gripe about that game, but we're not going to get into that. I mean, you know what? Let's put it like this. I am a stickler when it comes time to games, because games were done so much better before, and now they make a new game and they make it not fun. And I'll just be real quick. If you are playing by yourself, that game is an excellent game. But don't go advertise co-op and only let the second player able to play as Waddle Dee. Bandana Waddle Dee. You are asking them to fight over the controller. It's my turn to play Kirby. I want to play Kirby. You play with Waddle Dee. I don't want to play with Waddle Dee anymore. All Waddle Dee does is throw a spear. You can't absorb any powers. Like, how do you go from Kirby Star Allies to this? It doesn't make any sense. Again, the game itself is beautiful. It's luscious, 3D, it's open, it's an excellent adventure game. Co-op wise, they should have never added, just like they did with Mario Odyssey with Cappy. Who the heck wants to play as Cappy?
You know what, now that you mention it, they did that with Super Mario Galaxy as well.
Yeah, it was stupid. You had to collect the
Star Bits.
Yeah. It was stupid. It was the only time that worked is when you were playing Kirby's Dream Land 3, where you had first person had Kirby on Super Nintendo and the second player played as Goo. Okay? Goo let you still ride the pets, right? And Kirby could still ride the pets, but because due to the memory, only one pet could be ridden at one time and while one person. So usually Goo would ride the pet because Kirby can absorb the powers. How is it Bandana and Waddle Dee does nothing in this game? I mean, Tails and Sonic does more than Bandana Waddle Dee does. Tails will fly no. Sonic across the stage. Bandana Waddle Dee throws a spear, folks, and that is it. It was, they should have left co-op out this game if they destroyed it the way they did. If you put two kids together, I want to play Kirby. No, I want to play Kirby. I want to play, it's just stupid. Star Allies was much, it was a much better co-op experience. And I'm leaving it at that. I don't know why I'm like this, but it is. I'm just the real raw facts. The game is an excellent game, but I'm a co-op person, and they screwed up co-op. It was so easy. Nintendo, all you had to do was give a different shade of Kirby. Like, I understand you wanted to make Bandana Waddle Dee, make him follow you around just to finish the story, and make the other person a clone of Kirby. Right.
So that would have been better. Then you could transform.
Sounds a lot better.
Make Bandana Waddle Dee an NPC that follows you around, that complements the story. But don't make player two stuck as the non-power wielding spirit throw. Come on, folks. It is what it is. Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl sold 14.65 million units since launch. And FYI, it launched last year on Thursday. I don't know how Game Freak managed to drop all those Pokemon games at once, but
they still sell.
And they're still sell. So what they did was they split their development team up. And Josh, correct me if I'm wrong. The old team worked on Arceus. The new team worked on BDSP, Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl. And then they're both going to come together and make Scarlet and Violet.
Right.
Because they took a gamble on Arceus because they didn't know how the reception would be. If Arceus did not sell well, they would scrap Scarlet and Violet and continue pushing forward with the old school stuff. But they risked it all doing something new, and Arceus was one of the best Pokemon games I have ever played since the WoW that I got with Silver and Gold, right? Pokemon Legends Arceus was so much fun. If you haven't played it, you need to play it. It is... hold on, Calista, did you play that?
I did not play it, but I did watch someone play it. Calista. Listen, I have an attention span of a goldfish. Calista. And I have a backlog that's longer than my longer than the books I've read.
Calista, you are missing out.
I mean, you're right, but I do get the gist of it. Arceus does look really fun from what I've seen, and also I do like how they decided to go with something different, and how you were explaining how these two teams split off to work on two different projects and they're coming together. Do you know how powerful that sounds? It's gonna be an explosion from what it sounds like to me.
It is, because the problem was there was no multiplayer elements in Arceus, and I'm glad there wasn't, because they wanted to focus on the overall concept of the game. They literally took Pokemon Go and the wild area from Pokemon Sword and Shield and combined it into a game where you could literally level up by just catching Pokemon. Like, the sheer thrill of throwing a Pokeball while running, it is so much fun. Honestly, it is. And I liked battling and fighting the other Pokemon, because I felt like my team changed three times. Like, I felt pressed to just grab Pokemon and actually add it to my team temporarily, because you could actually die in this game really easily. Like, there's battles where if you're trying to go for a specific Pokemon and another Pokemon is nearby, they'll triple team you or double team you or quadruple team you, and it will kill you. Like, you got to pull up your britches and run. Like, that's just, there's a lot of encounters I ran away from. I'm not ashamed to mention that. So it is what it is.
Yeah, if they triple team you, time to go.
Yeah, it's time to go. It's time to pack up. We leaving. And finally, during the financials for Nintendo, they said Bayonetta 3 is still coming.
I'm so ready for this game. Oh my god. You don't understand. Did y'all see that video of the trailer for it? Did you see her dancing? Oh my god. Okay, I'm done.
No. You know, please, you know, let everybody know how excited you are, because I'm not excited to this game until I see it, because they've been promising this game for years. Almost about as long as Bandai Namco has been talking about Digimon Survive. And then they have the nerve to go and drop that on the same day as Xenoblade 3. They are literally sending this game off the ledge to die.
That game's got to get delayed again.
It Digimon has can't to.
Survive if it, they don't.
No, Digimon will not survive if it drops on Xenoblade Day. It can't. I mean, Nintendo moved Splatoon 3 out of the way because they knew their own game would smoke their own game. So they said, you know what, we're going to give you 3 months. So Xenoblade is in July. Splatoon is in September.
I think it's
September. Yeah. So like, look, you got 3 months, and that's it. But that Digimon Survival July 28th is Josh. I don't even know how to handle that. I want to play both games. I can't. I'm stuck. That is one of the hardest decisions for this year. You know, I'm about to be like Mario, be like, this is the hardest moment of my life. I don't know what to do. I'm going to have to part ways with one, because on one hand, you got a tactical, strategic, Fire Emblem-based RPG game, top-down, you know, or they say isometric, or you have Xenoblade, which is a full-fledged, like, crazy action, but wait a minute. Calista, did you play Xenoblade Chronicles 2?
Okay, so I feel like I'm going to be attacked for this. Xenoblade is not my jam.
Oh my gosh. So here's the thing. Xenoblade is not my jam either, okay? I'll be honest. But when I bought the Switch, and that first year, there was barely anything there. Then I see this game that everybody typed about called Xenoblade Chronicles 2. And I'm like, okay, it's an RPG game on Switch. It comes out in December. Mind you, this is the first year that the Switch came out in 2017. I said, okay, this can't be that bad. Like, it is what it is. When I first started playing the game, I said, this is some trash. This game is booty. I threw it down. I said, I'm done. The battle system is so confusing. I stopped playing and went back to other games. Then I stumbled across a YouTube video where this man literally broke down the combat video, like, he fully explained it, because I didn't know what the chain attacks were. I didn't know how to chain together combos to create elemental burst of certain elements, because you couldn't fight bosses if you didn't know how to do elemental burst. Once that man explained that video, I picked that game up and I said, this is the best game ever. Okay, and to this day, as much as I love Nobuo Uematsu from Final Fantasy, I can't remember his name. I know, as I say, Idaware from the Grandia series, Grandia 2. As much as I love all those battle themes, nothing beats the battle theme number 3 on Xenoblade Chronicles 2, Still Move Forward. That is like, for me, numero uno. I'm sorry, there's no game better than that. As far as music-wise, that theme. Calista, I'm going to say this. I'm not a Xenoblade hard dog person either. Like, I play it. I learned to love it because I hate the first one. The one with Shulk, I dislike that. I played the definitive edition and I didn't even finish the game. I put it down. I said, nope, going back to the store. Like, I can't. I don't like it. But Xenoblade Chronicles 2, and I already seen the way the combat system is, it's going to look just like 3. Calista, please play number 2. Please. Mm-hmm.
You know, you are not the first person that's asked me to play it, and I said absolutely not because that game looks garbage with the story.
No.
I am okay because I'm already butthurt that they canceled Xenosaga because I was more invested in Xenogears and Xenosaga.
Okay, that's fine.
And they canceled it. Okay, and cool. I've heard no remakes about Xenogears, so I'm not touching the Xeno series until they do something with that.
Close to, what does it take for me to be somebody important in your life? So if I say play this game, you'll play it. What is it going to take? Because I am not a regular person. I will give you game review new. Like, I'll give you the ins and outs on a game. Like, if it's really worth playing it, I'll tell you, like, Cliff, you got to play this game. I'm not going to play you play a guard. This game is not garbage. Okay, I'll get it. The storyline is a subpar at most at the beginning because Rex is a child. It's like watching Zidane on Final Fantasy IX. I get it.
However, bring him into this. Do not bring Zidane into this.
No. Listen. Zidane was garbage. Zidane was a butt follower. All he was up in Dagger / Garnet. Listen. No, man.
What he wants. He likes
I know he knew what he wanted. He was nothing but a sleazeball through that whole game trying to find. Steiner kept correcting his butt like, excuse me, this is the princess. Like, this man was a sleazeball through the whole game. Listen, how you gonna go from Squall to Zidane?
Okay.
You
can't compare those two.
You can't compare it, but you can compare this. Final Fantasy IX came right after 8.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't play 8, I played 9 instead.
You are breaking my heart.
I do that sometimes.
I think 9 is the one that's getting the remake according to the NVIDIA leak.
Yeah, exactly. It is. And according to that NVIDIA leak, which I think everything on there is true. How can you skip? 8 was such a lovely game. 8 was the game that got me into playing Final Fantasies. I skipped 7. And I started playing 8 because 8 came on the demo disc at Pizza Hut, and that's what got me in it. Squall, to me, is the best hero in all. It's better than Tidus, better than Cloud, better than Zidane, better than Alden, better than Lightning, better than Noctis, better than all of them.
I feel offended. I feel aged, and I feel offended at the same time.
That is okay.
Because you mentioned Pizza Hut demo disc, and I'm just like, oh, God.
listen, so I'm going to throw this out real quick. Shoot, where the time we at? We at, okay, shoot. All right, we about to keep moving. Oh, my gosh. See, this is what happens when you have a recording. Why? It gets fun. But I'll say this. A lot of fanboys don't know that there's two separate soundtracks of Final Fantasy VIII. And I think I mentioned this on another episode too. But if you played the Pizza Hut demo disc for Pizza Hut, the demo that they started you in was the Raid on Dolet, right? There is a different battle music theme song for the demo, and they changed it for in the game when they released the game. I have both of those tracks, and they're both equally good. I don't know why they decided to cut it and change it, but they did. Going back to that, Final Fantasy VIII story was better than 9. I loved Kuja, but...
I thought we were leaving this conversation.
Yo, this girl cleared her throat so strong on She said... Listen, look, Calista, I'm sorry. We're going to just have to agree to disagree. But when you talk about the flow of time and the past, present, and then how everything... Listen, Squall just... you can't... Listen, Squall sir, was a man...
Sir. 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 I thought we were going to leave this.
We're going to talk about this another time. Calista, we ain't done. It's not good. Don't let me go get... You know who Unalaska is?
I love Unalaska. She's don't like one of the favorite characters.
Don't. Okay, do you know who the streamer Unalaska is? Not the one from Final
Fantasy.
Don't
bring other people into this.
Don't let me go get Unalaska and bring her back to the podcast again. And we gonna really bop that out. Because all I've been doing like, Uni. So we're going to talk about some Final Fantasy.
Her favorite is Terra, I think.
Yeah, her favorite is T-Rex, so I already know about that because she blazed me last time when I had her and I tried to say Squall is better. She said, nah, she, I think she had a tattoo of Tara. I think it's something like that. I can't remember. So don't let me go get her. Listen, you know what? We're just going to leave it. Anyway, we're going to move on to Gotham Knights, okay? Before we hit to the Nuggets, because I think that's what we have left before that. Yes. We're gonna save the Embracer sale for next week. We're gonna save that for next week.
We can save it for next week.
Yeah, because I actually want to dive into that because there's still some things that's being surfaced out. Like for instance, their Avengers might be dead after this deal goes through. So I want to wait for that. So we can quickly talk about Gotham Knights really quick. And this is the reason why I want to mention this. If you guys don't know anything about Gotham Knights is a game where Batman is dead and they are trying to have a hero save Gotham instead. And so in Batman's absence, he has the four heroes, which were all, it's basically his entourage. You have Red Hood, which is Jason Todd. You have Damian Wayne, his son playing as that version of Robin. You have Dick Grayson as Nightwing, and you have Barbara Gordon as Batgirl. You have all four of these characters in the game, and there's a little controversy surrounding it for two things. Number one, this game, when they updated it, they canceled the PS4 and Xbox One. I'm sorry, I agree with that. They should have never left it. They should have never left out with it or came out with that part because they need to let these last generation consoles go. They're going to keep coming out with games that's not going to be fulfilled. It's going to be garbage. Let them just go for the new system and call it a day. I'm sorry if you've not gotten a new console yet. I really hope Santa is good to you this year. And I hope that you're able to find a PS4 because the scalpers are losing the battle to that, to them right now because there are more available. So, you know, stay tuned. If you want an Xbox One, I heard Xbox Ones now are really easy to get. And if you want to play it on PC, of course, you just install it, play it on PC. But we need to get over to the fact where we need to start seeing, I need to see second and third and fourth quarter 2022 be purely next gen games only. And next year, I better not see a PS4 and Xbox One game come out next year. I don't want to see it. I mean, they're already talking about next generation consoles again for, you know, Xbox, you know, Series X, what is that, Series XX or whatever, and they're talking about PS6 already. Why, or PS5 Pro? Why are they talking about these new systems? Because they keep talking about last gen games and they need to just let them go. I want to feel the full experience. I cannot wait. I know Calista's going to play this on day one. You're going to day one Forspoken, aren't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I knew it. It's simple. I'm so happy to see Forspoken coming out for the PS5 only, built from the ground up. Same way I'm happy for them canceling out the PS4 and Xbox One version. You guys can be mad at me. Mm-hmm. It's okay, but you know it's true. It is what it is. Also, this game was a co-op two-player game. Open world, drop in, drop out. You can be on one side of the map, the other person can be on the other side of the map, so on and so forth. However, unless there is a listing error, somehow they've listed and showed that this is a four-player co-op game.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right.
Yeah.
So now WB haven't cleaned it up, like they haven't corrected it, because I know a lot of things have happened since they've announced and talked about new. Maybe that was one thing that they meant to talk about on a gameplay video that they released showing Jason Todd, Red Hood, and Nightwing. Maybe they should have did that, but they didn't. I don't know. So to hear about that at the same time, it's kind of conspicuous. Maybe it could be true, maybe not. Maybe it's a good solid rumor.
So IGN just updated, they said that it was an error on the PlayStation Store listing, so it is only two people.
Dang it. Okay.
Yeah, it was, that would have been try. Cool if we could do four. Yeah. I wonder how that would work.
I don't know, but it would have been nice, especially since it's for the new consoles only. It would have been nice to see that work. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even want to ask Calista would be this game that she would actually play.
What do you mean?
I mean, is it worthy enough to either be a game you play since you've missed all the other great games that I mentioned?
I don't know why you're saying it so like that. Cool. I mean, yeah, if I remember to buy it, yeah.
Oh, gosh, okay. So do you have somebody already reserved to play it with?
Possibly. That would be my partner. He's getting it.
Okay, all right, So I'll let that slide. Okay, but after him, when you make a list, I'm going to write my name on the list before the list comes out. So can't nobody else get before my name.
Why are you like this?
Because I like excitement. I love excitement. I like to see the rise out of people when they're talking about their backlogs and other games that they say they've played or haven't played, or in your instance you've played games but calling other games garbage when they've won awards and
sir.
Yeah. But anyway, no. So back to Gotham Knights. Gotham Knights it's a good game. I'm looking forward to it. It has the same combat system that Batman has, with RPG elements to it, which I actually like. I like to hit an enemy and see numbers fly up. Kind of reminds you of Marvel's Avengers. However, I don't want this game to be laced in any way, because if it does, Marvel's Avengers failed. This game, I want to succeed because it looks fun. I'm actually wanting to day one this game. I hope they put cross-platform on this game, because I do not want to double dip, but I want to play with everyone. Right, I know Calista's gonna grab this on PlayStation, so I'm probably not gonna play with her anyway, because I probably grabbed this on Xbox.
Well, dang, okay.
I mean, it's unfortunate. Like, I love my Xbox Series X, that's where all my games are. So, you know, I'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But anyway,
as long as there's no server outage.
That's a whole different conversation. that's a whole different. So we're gonna push. Let's push the server outage and because there's still DRM news that's coming out about that. So let's push those two next week let's jump on those nuggets. But before we jump on the nuggets, Calista, was there anything that you wanted to specifically talk about on the Jack Dan podcast? Any topic or anything you wanted to bring to the table?
Not in particular.
That is all great and wonderful. So the reason why I asked that question, because sometimes we have guests that that come on and they would like to use our platform as an extension for like their voice. So they actually have their own Twitch channel and things like that, but they wanted to go a step farther and say, okay, you know, I'd like to talk on a podcast and talk about a subject that needs to be talked about with some good people. So we've done that before with people. We give, you know, people an opportunity to say, okay, hey, let me give you a mic, what you gonna say, you know what I'm saying? So that sort of type of thing. So that's why I was asking.
I mean I could say something that now that I'm looking at it, but I don't know if y'all gonna like, no, it's nothing,
bring
like,
it,
it's not that big, it's not do that it. big. So I'm actually bring looking it, bring, at bring the it. Deluxe edition Gotham Knights right now. I'm looking at the like all the stuff that you can get. Now, I know this is going to be, like, really silly.
No, it's not. Because if that's what I think it is, come on with it. Because me and Josh are talking about this. Let's go.
I don't think it is what you think it is. So I'm just looking at, like, the character models for all the characters. Mm-hmm. Why is Red Hood so beefy? Like, look at him compared to, like, that. look at him! Like,
Jason Todd been working out.
You can't see me, but I'm kind of blushing, but okay.
Oh my gosh.
What? Listen, okay, I like Batman, okay, but he ain't in this picture right now. So I'm looking at Red Hood, because I'm just like, why is he so beefy compared to, like, Nightwing? And then you have Robin, I guess you could say. But then again, I'm just looking at the character models. Like, do you think their models that they have here is, like, for their characters? Does that make sense?
I understand.
If you know,
I understand,
like, the background of their characters and whatnot, because I kind of know. Because I had a friend who was, like, really, really in to Batman, and he had all the comic books for it and all the backstories and things like that, which is why I got into it. So what do y'all think about the character models? Because that's also,
you want to go first on that, Josh?
Like, based on the statue or like the game?
The game. Because the game and the statues are kind of the same.
Mm-hmm. I was just about to say that.
Yeah, I'm picking Nightwing just because I really like Dick Grayson and like his arc to become Nightwing. But Red Hood is cool as well. I guess Arkham Knight is old enough that I can kind of spoil a little bit.
Yeah.
But like, the Arkham Knight in that is Jason Todd, which turns into Red Hood, and his story is like really cool as well. He would be like my second guy to pick if like I'm playing with somebody who's playing as Nightwing already.
Mm. Yeah, but in the comics, Jason Todd wasn't buff like that. Like, the kid was on drugs, so he was scrawny.
He became buff. Like, he...
No, I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
John, please.
No, I don't remember that.
He was scrawny as Robin, okay. Robin's like the scrawny, like, sidekick of Batman's, but like, now he's like, he's buff now.
Nah, Nightwing was buff, but I don't remember Jason Todd being buff. And Damian Wayne can't be buff because Damian Wayne is a child.
Yeah.
It looks like Red Hood can like break watermelons with his biceps. But anyway, that we can ignore that. That's just something I noticed. I'll have something better next time.
Let it take Callista to notice that, because I totally skipped over that.
Okay, listen, when I'm streaming, specifically Final Fantasy VII Remake is one of the games that I've kind of been focusing on and how, like, where this came from. But I've been noticing how, you know, not diverse character models are in video games. Like, they are not very curvaceous. I mean, you have some characters that are like Bayonetta, but that's different. But like, you have characters Barret, like, he's really big and like buff and, you know, muscular, but his body is like a rectangle and like flat.
Skipped leg day.
And yeah, like that. And then you have like Tifa, who's like not a boxer, but like,
and no glutes.
Yeah. I mean, everybody in that game doesn't have a butt, but that's besides the point. What I'm saying is that, like, I've noticed that a lot of character models are very not diverse. I'll just say that. Not very diverse.
I love how you're playing the safe word. I love it.
Listen, I'm trying to work in the gaming industry,
do your thing, because there's not a lot of characters, and that is very true, that have butts.
I mean, it's not necessarily just like butts. I mean, that's what I notice right away. Don't ask me why, but I mean, like, just muscular.
I don't have to. I know why. Your brain lives in the gutter.
Anyway, like, there's not a lot of characters that have, you know, just like diverse features on them. And I've really noticed, especially with the fact that, you know, how more characters are becoming, you know, people of color, like Forsaken. Mm-hmm. It's a black or either Latino girl, or maybe
She looks smexy.
I don't know, but I'm just saying, like, her character model looks more realistic compared to, like, what we, you know, see here with Jason Todd, you know, breaking watermelons with his biceps. Mm-hmm. But that's just what I noticed.
And that's not the only reason that Jason Todd is in the spotlight. Jason Todd is also in the spotlight because in the game, they gave him more magical powers than the comic books. Instead of this man shooting grapples or something, this man is stepping on magical discs and floating through the air. Since when is Red Hood been able to do that? I don't remember. Like, his traversal is like one of the best in the game. How did they give my man that ability? I have no idea. But they're actually taking away his lethal bullets. So you can't really shoot to kill anyone in this game. I don't know why, because if we remember Jason Todd, he was not about preserving life. My man would take a life in an instant without even thinking. So,
well, everybody's older in this one, so I
it don't matter. It don't matter. Red Hood fans, Red Hood fans, people are going crazy.
It's also probably because they're trying to paint him more into like a hero light instead of, you know, a vigilante, from what I understand. Yeah, so that's probably why they did that.
True. No, you're right. But yeah, I mean, Gotham Knights is, I'm looking forward to it. I really, really want to play it. And if I'm lucky enough, I'll be able to play with Callista if she's not, you know, too taken too much with it. But yeah, that's what's good. So
between like this game and Suicide Squad, like Batman fans are eating good.
Yeah, but Suicide Squad, I can't be happy for that because I think that that game is going to be overhyped and it's going to bomb. No. That's the way I feel. Yes.
No.
Josh, when have we seen this so many times?
You forget who's making it.
It don't matter who making it. CD Projekt Red was making what you call it right after Witcher and everything else, and everybody thought that game was going to be the creme de la creme, and that game, yeah, listen.
Shots fired.
I don't care who making it. Okay, if you have a game that is overhyped and keep getting pushed back, but listen, the game may come out and be good 2 years later, but this feels like this game is gonna bomb first time around. Listen, they have a tall hill to go over. This is a four-player co-op game that's supposed to play like Borderlands. Give me a break. And each character is supposed to do their own thing. Look how bad Tiny Tina's Wonderland was. That game bombed hard. Listen, Josh,
you can't compare. No,
no, you can't compare, but they do sit in the same genre.
Listen, I'm gonna play as Harley and I'm gonna be happy killing Superman,
and you can do that. That is just fine, but I really feel like that game is gonna be overhyped. I'm really hoping that same thing is not happening to Gotham Knights, because I feel like Gotham Knights might be overhyped too. Josh, when has we had a good game that's non-Nintendo related come out and be really, 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 really good and do good on the charts? How is a Switch game selling more
than... Elden Ring, I guess.
Okay, yes, Elden Ring. Elden Ring was it. What else besides Elden Ring?
Nothing. Well, I didn't like Horizon as much as other people did, but you could...
Nah, Horizon didn't do really well either. That game did not get good enough scores. They said you're doing the same thing with a different background. That game did not do well. People can talk about game of the year, this, or that with that game. That game is not running for game of the year. It cannot top Elden Ring.
I don't think so either, but... I don't know. I think you're being spicy today.
Listen, besides Elden Ring and Horizon, what else was good?
Nothing in recent memory.
There you go. That was my point. That's the answer I was looking for. There's a lot of these games that's coming out, talked about really highly. It's going to do really well, and then they bomb. Right? Besides Elden Ring, that's the reason why Elden Ring... Listen, I'm not saying Elden Ring is not good. Elden Ring was awesome. But you got people playing Soulsborne games that's never even touched a Soulsborne game. And if they didn't make Elden Ring as easy as they made it, people would have hated it. Because Elden Ring is the easiest of the Soulsborne games, period. There's nothing easier than that. Demon Souls, harder than that. Dark Souls 1, 2, and 3 is harder than that. And Bloodborne is especially harder than that. Because there is no magic and there's no shields.
Same as Sekiro. No magic to carry you.
Exactly. There's none of that. You pick up a magic user on Elden Ring, you'll flow through that whole game. I've literally seen people one-shot bosses with this magic in this game. So cheese. So cheese. So, I mean, to all those people out there that beat Elden Ring, if you play it as a magic user, I'm sorry. It was easy. Easy mode. Go try playing with a sword class or play Demon Souls. Come holler at me after that. All right.
You are being spicy.
it's just a truth. Josh, we're going to run through these nuggets, man, so we can get up out of here. But before we do, we'll do all the credits and stuff after. So, Josh, let's see these nuggets real quick. Go ahead.
Let's do it. So, Lego Brawls, a platform brawler with Lego pieces, is coming to Switch, PS5, PS4, Xbox Series X, and Xbox One. It's the first Lego game in a very long time that's not being made by Traveler's Tales and is not being published by Warner Brothers. So, I guess the exclusivity license is officially up now. And like other people are taking a crack at making Lego games.
Nice, nice. Traveler's Tales, wow.
Yeah, it was like a good like 10 years or maybe more. They had the exclusive license. Now, speaking of licenses, FIFA soccer games will now be called EA Sports FC. And EA has ended their licensing deal with FIFA.
Nice.
Probably over money, if I had to imagine why.
Of course. What is it? If it ain't money.
And then we got PlayStation investing $300 million into their first-party ecosystem, which is a good thing. That means we're going to get probably more teams making more games, and I hope they give me Sly Cooper sometime soon. But they also did it to make sure that most of their games can go on PC as well, because they want to release most of their catalog on PC.
Josh, can I just jump in and say that Ghostwire Tokyo is half off already, and the game just came out a couple months ago? All right, keep going.
But it's going to come to Game Pass, so I would wait.
I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, appreciate once the exclusivity's up on that, just get it on Game Pass. It'll drop like the day that contract is null and void.
Okay, cool. All right, then. I'm down for that.
So, Brawlhalla is a game that, like, I don't hear very much about, but it's got, like, a really great cast of, like, guest fighters. They already have Ryu, Akuma, and Chun-Li in the game, but now they have Dhalsim, Luke, Sakura, Ken, and M. Bison. So that's 8 Street Fighter characters you can play. And they also have Undertaker, John Cena, they have Rayman, they have a whole bunch of other fighters. So I might want to go check it out. It's kind of like a more casual Smash Bros. I might want to check it out.
Okay.
Then this is cool, and I think I'm going to go for it. You can, in select theaters, you can watch the Summer Games Fest and the Game Awards in theaters on an IMAX screen. I don't think they've released the dates yet and the locations, but I think I'm going to do it.
That's kind of cool.
I'm down for that.
Yeah, it'd be fun to watch the Game Awards with like a live crowd.
If we do that, I'll come back to Toronto. We can both go.
Nice. Let's do it.
All right.
I'm down. And in light of E3 not happening this year, Xbox is just going to be doing their own show. So it'll be all their studios, Bethesda, maybe Activision might be shining some stuff there because the deal did get approved. So
nice.
They're kind of almost part of the ecosystem now. So they'll have their own show on June 12th at 1 p.m. Eastern time.
Supposedly, they're supposed to be announcing that Uplay Plus is coming to Game Pass that day. So let's look forward to that too. Yeah. And if you don't know about Uplay Plus is a subscription-based gaming cloud system full of Ubisoft games that you could pay a monthly fee for and have a free-for-all a la carte of Ubisoft games ranging from Assassin's Creed to other games on there. I think of Watch Dogs as well. I feel like if they include that with the already good price of Game Pass, you are getting a steal, and owning a PlayStation console is not worth it in the end. Anyway, I keep going.
Spicy. That's spicy. Well, speaking of Ubisoft, the Guillemot family is considering selling Ubisoft to private equity firms in an attempt that, because they've had hostile takeover tries before, they want to get ahead of that and make sure that they don't get taken over by another company. As well, there's the allegations going on there, and certain things about Ubisoft just haven't been working out very much. So I think they're looking to sell. And one of those things that hasn't been working out is the Prince of Persia remake, which was originally being made by the Mumbai studio, but now the Montreal studio has it again, and it's sort of been given to them because the scope of the project is much bigger than they anticipated. And I hope they do this right, because Prince of Persia is like one of those series that like deserves like the attention.
True.
I'm kind of sad it's gone.
True.
It's only gone for a little bit. It may be coming back once things are figured out. You know, like Beyond Good and Evil 2 that, you know, we've been hearing about and still haven't heard.
I'm excited for that too.
I'm so excited about it. It's just taking forever for it to come out. Like, please stop. Just give us
time. I've heard from some sources that like the people who have been demoed the current build of the game that they have, they said it's really cool. So I think it's still in development, which is good. And I think like when it does come out, it'll be worth it.
I'm gonna cry.
And supposedly, just to add on to this, during the Xbox show, supposedly GoldenEye 007 is supposed to be dropped. This game was already finished in the works, and they're waiting at the perfect time to drop it. Apparently, the achievements are already done, and they're just the game is done already. If they come up with a way to have this game on servers, and yeah, man, to be going back and playing the greatness out of this game.
I might join you with that, because GoldenEye was that game.
That was a fun game.
They need to come up with some 24-man spaces, or they're gonna have to make the stages a little bit bigger. Mm-hmm. Like, they need to make facilities bigger, because you can only have so many men in the toilet area. Yeah, shoot, everything be going down in toilet stalls and facilities.
Oh man, I feel like people purposely all went there.
That's where everything went down. And if you were those people that knew how to get up in the vents, you know, that was another thing too. You just ran the match, because people just set up in the vents, aim down. As soon as you walk in the bathroom, boom.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So classic.
Classic indeed. All right, well, it looks like that is the Nuggets for this week. I appreciate you guys coming and joining us on episode 112. But most importantly, Calista, we appreciate you coming back and joining us again for this episode.
Thank you.
We're so glad you joined us.
Thank y'all for inviting me back. I really appreciate it. I'm honored.
Wow, that's always wonderful. We're honored to have you. We're just gonna have to repair our next bribing offer and see if we can look at getting you in 113. We'll see what happens. But and we also got to come up with an episode on the reason why Zidane sucked as a hero protagonist in the Final Fantasy series. We also need to come up with an episode on why Calista needs to play Xenoblade Chronicles, and whoever told her this game was bad, they steered her
Shots
wrong.
Fired.
Hey, yeah, why are you anyway. So spicy tonight? I did nothing wrong.
But anyway, that is episode 112. We thank you for joining us. Honestly, this has been a good episode. It's purely good energy. It's good energy. So we're heading out. We ran out of budget, so I'm sorry you ain't got no limo tonight though, Calista. So I'm gonna have to Uber your way up out this joint.
That's fine.
but Josh, we're going out the back like we do it Jack Den style. We are out of here. Good night, everybody.
Good
night. Bye.